This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, a podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. Most of us like new things. I know I do. I like the smell of a new car, the feel of a brand new baseball glove. I got a new pair of boots for Christmas. I love the smell of that leather. God is the giver of new things. If you've come by grace through faith into a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Bible describes that as being born again, something brand new. You have a new nature. Then you have a new family, the body of believers. And you have a new purpose, glorifying God. And you also have a new destiny, heaven. God is the giver of new things. And now God has given us a brand new year, the old year with all its problems, with all its mistakes, and even with all of its victories, is gone. Last year is behind us, and now we're on the threshold of a wonderful new year. And I believe it's going to be a great year to serve Jesus Christ. God wants you to have a year where you grow closer to Him, go deeper with Him. If you do that, well, it can be a breakout year for you. In ancient Roman mythology, the god Janus was often depicted as having two faces, one looking back and one forward. Our month of January is named after that god, little g. So as you step into the new year, here are two things that might help you in your walk with Jesus Christ. First, take a look back. What are the big things that happened to you this past year? Think about it. For instance, has there been a birth in your family? Has there been a death? Those are big things, and whether in celebration of a birth or in the grief of a death, God's been there, even though you may not sense Him or recognize Him. Think about that, and then ask, what are the small things that God has done? Most of us have a bed to sleep in, a car to drive, many of us, most, and plenty to eat. Those seemingly small things are pretty big if you don't have them. Well, thank God for the small things. Then ask, did I leave something unfinished this past year? Maybe you left some project or some unfinished business at work that you need to close out, or maybe it's a relationship that you left without having come to closure. It could be something emotional that you need to address. So often we barrel into the new year. We have plans for doing this and doing that, all of our resolutions, and we don't even stop to think about the done. Think about what God has done and will help us have a heart of gratitude this next year. Okay, then look forward. Look ahead. Use those same questions, only rephrase them for the future. Is there something big you want to accomplish, like writing a book? That's a big deal. Or building a shed, or restoring a broken relationship. Those are big things. What about small things? Well, setting aside time every morning to read your Bible and pray may seem like a small thing, especially if you do it every day. It's like routine. But again, over time, that's a pretty big thing because that's where your spiritual growth takes place. Taking care of the small things in your relationship with a loved one, like listening, like expressing your love in tangible ways, maybe saying, I love you, and really meaning it. That may appear like a minuscule thing, but it can be something that will make an enormous difference in your life if you do it regularly. And so as you reflect over that list of things that you left unfinished, think about that. Is there something you want to pick up on that could be something for this year? Or after reviewing it, maybe you just want to leave it. Maybe you want to leave it unfinished. The main thing in this exercise is that you're thinking, and in the act of taking inventory, looking back, that can lead you to anticipate the possibilities for this year. So think about the possibilities for this year. I like the way columnist Ellen Goodman said it. We spend January 1st walking through our lives, she said, room by room, drawing up a list of work to be done, cracks to be patched. Maybe this year, she said, to balance the list, we ought to walk through the rooms of our lives, not looking for flaws, but for potential. Look for the potential this year. There are possibilities awaiting you. Step out and claim them and go for it. And then come back here next week and join me here. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a coffee.